Jordanian artists are adding their voices to anti-war demonstrations through a communal mural depicting the ravages of war. But many Iraqi artists in Jordan prefer to keep a low profile. A dozen artists gather at the professional union headquarters with their paintbrushes and tubes of color in hand. They're composing the elements for a mural that depicts the ravages of conflict. Algerian artist Nora Debouche says it's her way of protesting the war.
I'm here to show solidarity with the Iraqi people, and if we can do anything by our tongues or hearts, maybe we can be able to do something with our paintings.
Ms. Debouche's canvas is dark and somber, with gray brick walls, barbed wire, and a large oil barrel dominating the scene. She says it reflects her vision of the tragedy of war. Nearby, Palestinian art student Samira Asir describes her contributions, two small canvases in black and white and red.
The background is a Palestinian headdress. The heart symbolizes Palestine and Iraq. And the barbed wire is like pain. In other words, everyone's against it. And the second one is basically the same idea, but the heart's got a knot in the middle, which symbolizes pain as well.
The paintings will join dozens of others already lined up against the wall to form a large mural of protest that will be put on display. But Iraqi artists like Ghassan Ghaib prefer to keep politics and painting separate. The 38-year-old abstract painter arrived in Jordan with his family more than a month ago to prepare for an art exhibit in the Gulf. He does not expect to return to Baghdad until the war is over. Mr. Ghaib talks proudly of Iraq's cultural heritage and acknowledges life in Baghdad has not been easy for Iraqi artists during the past decade.
هاي مشاكل يعاني منها كل الفنانين صعوبة المادة لأن تعرفين أنت من ضمن العراق صار 12 سنة.
These are problems that face all artists in Iraq. The difficulty in obtaining or getting the raw materials. As you know, Iraq and for the past 12 years was under the UN sanctions, and this UN sanctions embargo was very tough, and it also includes not only food and medicine, but also the culture.
The young painter says it has been hard to make a living on his art alone. He was supplementing his income as a teacher. Mr. Ghaib refuses to talk about politics, but does not mask his opposition to the war. He says this war, like the 1991 Gulf War and the Iran-Iraq War before it, affects his work.
يعني طبعا اللون هو له دور كبير في يعني شو نقول انطباع يعطي انطباع معين طبعا.
You know, the painter is a human being. He feels and he participates. He lives in that society, even if he didn't take part in any of the wars. He is part of the society. For sure, all the wars affected his paintings. And some of the paintings actually reflect his inside or his soul. Now he believes that he is using more dark colors than before.
For violinist Mohammed Abu Abbas, Jordan has become his home after 9 years living in the capital. He helps run a music conservatory in Amman, but he cannot forget his homeland or his fellow musicians back home.
If they need something, I send to them. Like notes, strings, helping them to come here and play with us.
Mr. Abu Abbas says he has not been in touch with his friends back home in recent days because phone lines have been cut. Soft-spoken violinist says he finds solace and strength in his work with young musicians and in his music. He chooses a traditional Iraqi composition to play for a visitor to his classroom.
I continue my work, of course, with high spirits because you challenge everything in your life because there is a challenge from outside. So I must defend this. I must take care of myself, take care of my life, and take care of, if I can, of others and help everybody.
The violinist admits the wars of his country have cast a shadow over his work and over the work of other Iraqi artists. But he says he remains an optimist. Mohammed Abu Abbas is not a composer, but when asked how he would reflect his reaction to the war, he chooses music that conveys both power and the spirit of survival.
If I think about to play a symphony from Beethoven, I choose the fifth symphony. Ba 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 ba. See, this is strong, and the last movement is full of hope.
Laurie Kassman, VOA News.